This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in.
That's very high pitched today.
Yeah, I mean, does that mean you're happy? Are you a happy camper?
I'm a whole bunch of everything, Jason. Little happy, little sad, little crazy, little caffeinated.
Yeah, you didn't win them all. You didn't lose them all.
Yeah, I didn't lose any of my bye weeks. Yeah,
that's always a nice part.
Welcome in, one and all. Monday, the Fantasy Footballers, Jason Moore, Mike Wright, Andy Holloway. So much to react to over the weekend. A lot of emotions were flowing here in Baller's studio, and there's still football to be played tonight. And does Jalen Hurts play football? I think so.
He better.
But why don't we just kick the show off with one of our favorite segments?
It's the Bijan Minute, yeah.
I was ready for Monday Pun Day.
Oh, man.
And you hit me with the Bijan Minute drop. You hit me with a Bijan from your playoffs drop.
Dude.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Revenge of the Sith.
Holy moly. Arthur
Maybe
Smith.
Maybe Bijan Minute.
You suck. Arthur Smith, you suck. I'm so happy you lost that game. I hope you lose your job.
You have some different opinions.
Number two.
Remember when you were like...
Arthur
Smith. Yeah, I was like, oh, Loki's not a bad guy.
Yeah, we got like a whole supercut of you singing praises of Arthur Smith.
You lost to Carolina.
You fell right into his trap.
I sure did, man. He waited for week one of the playoffs. You think he doesn't know it's playoffs in fantasy football?
100% he does.
1,000%. He's like, hey, check this out. This is 4 weeks ago. He got his coaching staff together. He goes, hey, check this out. Do you see that the fantasy football playoffs start the week that we have the best matchup against a ground opponent? Like, we can run all day on Carolina. What if we don't use Bijan?
I mean, Bijan, 7 for 11. 3 targets.
And a fumble.
1 fumble.
Had to teach him a lesson.
The Falcons' big three, Drake London. By the way, I sent you each $100.
Yeah.
I did receive it.
I received it as
thank
well.
Thank you.
I fell for the Drake London into my DFS lineup. The Falcons' big three touched the ball in 25% of offensive plays. So that's Drake London, Kyle Pitts, Bijan. 25% of the plays.
Yep.
Bijan had a season low 58% of offensive snaps.
Nice.
That's the lowest of any healthy game this year.
Perfect.
Mike, did you say Revenge of the Sith?
I did.
Oh, man. You got screwed.
He knew. He thought he could win the game without the three plays. He's like, it's Carolina. This is going to be hilarious. I'm going to troll all the fantasy football.
And then it got
players
out of control.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh no.
Oh, we can lose this. We can lose this game. You
and
did
then,
lose.
You
to
but
Carolina.
Least.
To Bryce Young and Carolina.
At least you had on the other your other running back. Because you had Bijan, and this is in your dynasty playoffs.
No. This is in half of my playoffs. So I'm in 4 playoffs.
Yeah.
And in 2 different leagues.
Well, you were.
Well, right. I had Bijan Robinson. and Breece Hall as my two running backs.
And how did what's the Breece Hall minute like?
Oh, Breece Hall like quadrupled the score of Bijan Robinson, but my opponent played Tajay Spears, who outscored those two guys combined.
And Spears scored about five?
Right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was not great. So those guys.
Well, fantasy football thoughts? Real big fan.
Yeah, I mean, it's really ironic because, you know, over the course of the season, all three of us have had really good dynasty teams in our main dynasty league. Andy and I, we were basically playing for the bye all year. And my team was built on the back of three young stud running backs, Breece Hall, Bijan, and Travis Etienne. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, what, Etienne had about 7 points?
Yeah, I don't think the three of them combined for 10 points. And I'm still technically in it. I need 46.14 points from Jalen Hurts and Devontae Smith tonight.
Well, we weren't the only ones reacting to the weekend, of course. And, boy, there was a lot more bad than good coming in on Monday Punday, as you would expect on a weekend like this. Mm-hmm. We didn't some of the studs didn't perform. So let's reflect in the most sophisticated fashion possible with some of your Monday Punday entries. Why not start with the good? Like Isaiah, certainly.
That's good. Or Yaden Waddle.
Oh, he was good.
Super Cup.
Or Christian McTouchdown.
Uh-huh. I like this guy. Rashid Nice.
Yeah. How about some James Cookin?
And how about Sam LaPlayoffs?
Yeah, baby.
He might end up the number one tight end on the year.
Yeah. Sam LaPlayoffs. Transport you to the next round of the playoffs. Or you got the bad. You got Breece Halt.
Or Begone Robinson.
Let's just stay there with Bijunk okay. Robinson.
Bijan Robin wins from me.
And then, man, he's been so good. But then Mike.
Yeah, Dak Poopscott.
Or Sacked Prescott.
Austin Eckler.
Devon A. Kant.
And Flake London, of course.
Yeah, and sad Travis Smelsey.
Ooh.
And Sam Bowles?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
There were a lot of letdowns this week. And as an update that is 4 years in the making.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Destiny's Child has disbanded. And our champ team.
We got
Travis Smelsey here reminded me.
Yeah, we got McCaffrey'd.
We sure did get McCaffrey'd.
Destiny is over.
Yeah, yeah. The
champ, and I believe the other. How many teams in that league? 12.
Yep.
So 11 teams throwing a parade this afternoon.
There was much rejoicing in.
Oh, in the Slack.
Yeah, a lot of gifts.
Oh my god!
It's really. I think.
The rain is over.
It's hurtful.
The king is dead.
Me and Jason were hurting. Oh, I'm hurting sure. Men. And yeah. These guys are just like, yeah. I'm going to throw all these gifts to make fun of you. What?
I can't believe
it's completely inappropriate.
Yeah, childish.
I'm not in that league, and I couldn't be happier. I have been listening to Champ, Champ, Champ for so long. Oh,
we didn't get it.
Down goes Frazier.
Yeah.
Champ, 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 chump.
Oh, the last year, yeah.
Duck, duck,
now goose. You're going to have to try to go for champ, 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 space, champ.
Yeah,
I'll take a hyphen.
Yeah, we're probably going to need to do a little bit of rebuilding.
The clock run out?
Yeah, our Derrick Henry, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce-led roster is it's like a fine wine that is expiring. It's this one's been too old.
I know it's studs and duds today, so we're going to talk about all of them. But, you know, if you played Easton Stick, you got a lot more points than you did from Sam Howell's 11 or Dax 8 or Kyler 16 somehow or Fields 12.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the
– it was the quarterbacks, man.
Yeah, I mean, they really stunk it up. And what's funny is, like you said, all of the no-name guys that nobody would have played, they all scored over 20 fantasy points. The Jake Brownings and the,
did you see Jake Browning? He had his – you like that moment?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
He turned to the camera, he slammed his helmet down, and he said, "You shouldn't have something cut me."
Yeah, yeah. I read about it, but I haven't seen it.
It was great.
Yeah.
He's 3-0.
Yeah. I mean, fired up for him.
And he got it done again. It's wild. It's been a crazy, crazy weekend with more on the table. all the studs and duds today. Let's talk some news first.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
Jamar Chase suffered an AC joint sprain in his right shoulder. The Bengals are bracing for Jamar Chase to miss some time. He's getting an MRI today. If only you made the playoffs, Mike. T. Higgins could have just carried you from here on out.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about my league of records scoring output this weekend. But for Jamar Chase, there was the little bonus news blurb of he went to do the MRI and he was in too much pain to actually get it done.
Well, so that's not good.
Yeah, be prepared to be without Jamar Chase.
I think in an MRI, you're just laying there. Yeah, I mean, so
guys do crazy stuff, but we'll be talking replacements.
Michael Pittman, who was on his way to another great game.
Yeah, he was.
Absolutely annihilated in a hit that left him in the concussion protocol and also had the defender ejected from the game. I think he should be ejected from several games. He should have to miss as many games as Pittman misses.
That hit was brutal. Yeah. And what's crazy is like it's concussion protocol, so this is brain. But like the hit was more than just head. I mean, the way that he kind of got
neck.
Bent backwards.
Yeah,
I was worried about his neck. Yeah, he's scorpion. Yeah. That is exactly what happened. Everybody knows what you mean when you say he's scorpion.
And Levis reverse scorpion, right?
No, he also scorpion.
That's a scorpion, scorpion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't want a scorpion.
No, you don't.
It's one of my what did Keaton Mitchell do then?
Oh, that was the hyperextension of his knee.
That was not worth watching. Yeah. Zach Moss got off to a hot start and then injured his right wrist, never came back in the game.
That one, like the Pittman and Moss ones feel just extra awful. I mean, injuries always feel bad, but 31% of the snaps for Pittman, he was already 4 for 78.
He was crushing.
Zach Moss scored on the play that he re-injured his arm, and then the running backs for the Colts went on to have good outputs, and so it was just insult to injury.
Trevor Lawrence left with a concussion.
Yeah.
He is in question for next week.
Yeah. That was after the game. It was announced he's in protocol, and so TBD.
Not the concussion after the game, though, right? Concussion was during the game?
He got the concussion during the game. But
didn't know if it was one of those hit your head in the locker room things. See the players do. Hollywood Brown.
Why is this beam so low?
Hollywood Brown exited again with a heel injury. Hollywood Brown has been utterly deleted from the software. Like, there is no remaining code for Hollywood Brown. He doesn't know. Kyler doesn't know.
I mean, he left the last game he was in. He only played half of those snaps with this heel injury. Then had the bye week. Then missed practice after the bye week came and started, and hopefully he didn't start him. You can't trust him the rest of the season.
Jaden Reed left early with a toe injury after another good game. Will Levis. High ankle sprain is what's being reported. It looked bad, but then he was on the sideline standing up. Zach Wilson did not return for the second half. It was listed as dehydration by the CBS broadcast, and then the team labeled it head.
Ruled out with concussion. It was...
I mean, Zach Wilson was in a full snap back pedal.
Yeah.
Every single play. Jason, you said not enough credit goes to how bad the offensive line is with relation to how bad the Jets are, with relation to how bad their quarterbacks
are. You think, you know, the quarterback will fix it. Aaron Rodgers is the problem. The fact that he got injured, Breece Hall is bad, and it's all because of the poor quarterback play, how bad Zach Wilson is, how bad the quarterbacks behind Zach Wilson were. But I know people have talked about, I mean, this isn't breaking news that the Jets' offensive line is bad, but it doesn't get, like, Zach Wilson's name has just trumped probably the biggest problem. Like, I think their offensive line is a bigger problem than how bad their quarterback play is, and their quarterback play is awful. But I mean,
if you watch that game, you can't bring Rodgers back.
No,
you paid him all that money. He will be injured
again.
Re-injured
immediately.
Yeah, just give the man scissors to cut his Achilles again right now if you want. Like, you can't put him behind that offensive line.
Over the Jets' last 17 games, they have 13 total offensive touchdowns. The Breece Hall, 6 for 12. So, wait, Breece Hall was 6 for 12 and Bijan was 7 for 11?
Yeah.
So that's 13 for 23 between two superstars.
Yep.
And they will enter the what if you made it through with one of them.
Yeah, you. I hope you had the bye.
They will enter the terror start category next week.
Yeah, with Garrett Wilson.
Well,
yeah,
Breece Hall at least gets the Washington Commanders, so should be okay.
Okay. We'll see.
The Eagles quarterback, Jalen Hurts, we got news yesterday. He was downgraded to questionable, dealing with a severe illness that worsened overnight, traveling separate from the team as to not get anybody sick. You have double quarterback questions tonight. Geno Smith is considered now a long shot to play. So the NFL flexed the Eagles-Seahawks into Monday Night Football, and then now we might get Marcus Mariota versus Drew Lock. My thoughts right now, hopefully you picked up Mariota, because you couldn't. It's not like you could pick up Geno and be sure, or pick up Drew Lock and be sure. So Mariota, at least you'd be sure to have coverage for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah,
but you know, I imagine Hurts plays tonight, but it's still very nerve-wracking. If you didn't make plans, I guess you pivot to the Lock Geno situation if you can.
Did you say the part that Geno is a long shot?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was laughing to myself. Imagine you're the staff of that plane that had to fly Jalen Hurts over. You're like, Jalen, why are you by yourself? Oh, I don't want to get the rest of my team sick. Thanks for flying me. Like, what? Hold on.
I mean, Drew
Lock.
You're
that sick? Get off my plane.
I would play Drew Lock over Mariota.
I would play Drew Lock too.
You're saying if Hurts doesn't go. Yeah, I would agree with that.
And so that's tonight's game. And
now, would you, if you need a big performance, but you've got a stack with Devontae Smith, would that change you to go to Mariota, just hypothetically?
Not me. I'd rather
take the shot
secondary.
Against the secondary that's now without Darius Slay.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is already the worst in history, numbers-wise.
Impressive.
With some of the touchdown and reception totals. And then you've got DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I guess I'd roll.
Just be healthy, Hurts, please.
Yeah,
Jason. He's not going to be healthy, but I think he plays.
If you want to follow along at home, Jason's final chance at joy in this world is Jalen Hurts plus Devontae Smith equals more than 46 fantasy points.
Yeah, they've done it four times, so about 30% of the time this year that would have worked out. But 0% of those times did he have the flu.
Yeah, or whatever he's dealing with. Is that confirmed? Was it the flu?
No, I have no idea.
That was today's News and Notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Studs of the Week, presented by NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV.
Well, if you had Sunday Ticket, you could watch Jared Goff.
Yeah.
Five?
We got it right, boys.
Five touchdown passes.
Whoo.
And you needed every one.
I am holding on. I need, it's me versus Brooksy.
Yeah.
And if DK Metcalf scores 23 or so, Brooks will win. And I needed Jared Goff for that buffer.
Yeah, it'll be a horror show for you if like DK gets a first half touchdown.
Oh yeah.
Because if that happens tonight, you will be on like second half tilt watch.
So that's it. It's just Brooks needs DK
and wow, how fun.
And DK needs 22.4, I believe. Something like that.
How many times has he done it this year? I think in our scoring format.
Once or twice.
Recently.
Yeah, but it was the three touchdown game, but that was not Drew Lock.
I know. So Mike's already got
but it is against Philly.
Jared
today.
Goff, five touchdowns, the quarterback nine on the year.
And just the nastiest, stinkiest drive home a touchdown at the very end of a game for no reason, but they went for it on fourth and short just to ice the game. And then Goff is like, I'm just gonna throw another touchdown. So that was delightful.
Yeah. Congrats.
Yeah.
So we have Baker Mayfield.
Oh, my goodness.
Perfect passer rating. First time in history in Lambeau.
That he was excellent. He looked great. I mean, he was 22 for 28. 381 yards, four touchdowns. I know the biggest loser out there in the Mega Bowl, which I am out of now, he had Jalen Hurts, and he was worried about the sickness. He had the gumption to put in Baker, and he got all these points. Good move.
Yeah, I mean, the names that I'm reading out are not often started. I mean, Baker and Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew and Derek Carr.
These are DFS guys.
So, you know.
It was a bad week for quarterbacks in general.
Brock Purdy, though, four more touchdowns against the Cardinals. Next week, Baltimore, that's the matchup. Running back, CMC, three touchdowns.
Oh, man.
The Cardinals left McCaffrey and Debo so open on a couple of plays. I mean, it's wild. They have to go play Baltimore next week, right? So that'll be a much more difficult matchup. Thankfully, it's at home. Baltimore, they're a really good defense, but Christian.
It's San Francisco, though.
Yeah.
They're unstoppable.
And he is the betting favorite for offensive player of the year.
Brock Purdy?
Nope, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, McCaffrey is?
For offensive player.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, that makes sense. He's having one of those seasons.
Yep.
That, you know, you look back on and you remember LaDainian Tomlinson, you remember like these crazy seasons. He's on pace for 378 opportunities, 2,200 total yards, 24 touchdowns total. Only three running backs have ever hit that mark. LT, Priest, Holmes, Marshall, Falk. This is one of those, like, you got him, you're going to win a championship. It's going to be hard to miss out. Like, it took Christian McCaffrey to beat champ, champ, champ.
Mm-hmm.
We got McCaffrey'd.
I look,
you got McCaffrey'd in DFS. You fool.
Yeah, I did. And I am nervous about the Baltimore game because people need him in the semis. He plays Washington for the championship.
Oh.
So it's like I have a team, the dynasty number one seed that I've got McCaffrey. And last year I lost in the semis when I was a favorite, and this year I'm afraid of McCaffrey against Baltimore. But you just got to hope they can overcome. Hopefully that's a good game. It's a Christmas game. Whoa. Monday night, Christmas, Baltimore.
Really?
49ers.
Christmas miracles.
Are those the best two teams in football record-wise?
Believe so.
Yeah, that's crazy. James Cook was crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Like a hot knife through butter on every play. 25 for 179. Two touchdowns.
And
they could not stop him.
They couldn't stop him. You know who was stopping him? The Buffalo Bills. Like, there were several plays where they're by the end zone, and it's like, no, we can't put James Cook in
there. Well, I mean,
there.
Latavius scored, right? So, Latavius Murray got a touchdown on the ground in this.
It was.
Josh Allen had a touchdown on the ground. And the last 5 weeks for James Cook, the number two, number two, number 17, number nine, number 24. So somehow he's the RB5 on the year, although the last 5 weeks were really the only ones that you could start him with confidence. But they have changed the equation in Buffalo. They are running the football. They are giving James Cook opportunities. It has come at the expense of Dalton Kincaid and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis. I mean, Kincaid and Gabe Davis both goosed this week. So hopefully you ran away from Kincaid the way I did in our league of record, because I was terrified.
Well, you had David Njoku.
Yeah.
So that made it a lot easier.
It did make it easier, although I did talk to some people this week that had the other opinion, that wanted to play Dalton Kincaid, and I was like, you crazy. I don't want to do that. Can you imagine? I would have lost. Jahmyr Gibbs continues dominating at football. 11 for 100, two more touchdowns. He is now the RB7 in fantasy points per game.
Nice.
Ty Chandler.
Yeah, baby.
He looked awesome.
23 for 132 and a touchdown.
He looked better than
Madison
ever looked this season.
Well, Madison had 13 games and zero rushing touchdowns. Ty Chandler got one start and has a rushing touchdown.
And 132 yards and explosive top-end speed that you're looking for.
And huge shout-out to Mike, because he was bullish on Chandler, and I was bullish on Chandler until the – like, just thinking more about the quarterback situation and remembering what
Mullins, yeah.
What, like, who was the demon quarterback that ruined Dalvin Cook? Oh,
man, we would have to look that one up. I mean, it was a...
Kyle, are you listening?
It was an atrocious player.
This was the Green Bay game.
Was this 22?
This cost me a championship.
Sean Mannion.
Nope, it wasn't Mannion. Okay. Mannion would have been great.
Was that week 17?
Yeah, it was week 17 championship, and all he had to do was help Dalvin Cook get about 6 points.
Or was it 16? Was it week 16 in a 17-week season? It's one of those.
We'll find the name.
Yeah, I'm trying to scout it down here.
Yeah, I'll know it because, I mean.
No, I think it was Sean Mannion.
It was It was not Sean
Mannion. Yeah, it was Sean Mannion because Dalvin Cook was 9 for 13.
Was it?
Yep. Hmm. And 3 receptions for 0 yards.
Nah.
It was a combo. Sean Mannion was 22 of 36, and Kellen Mond had 3
That's
passes.
Who it was. It was Kellen Mond.
Well, Mond had.
No, it's not that game then. It was the game Kellen Mond started, I can promise you. It was Green Bay.
Yeah, this is the Green Bay game.
Did Kellen Mond start that game? And
that I don't know. I'm just looking at box scores.
Anyways.
But yeah, back to Ty Chandler being awesome. And robbed of a touchdown. I don't remember how long the run was, but it had to have been like a 40-yard rush. Gets tackled barely on the one. And then they called the stupidest pass play that you can call for the end zone. And Nick Mullins is running around, throws up a prayer ball that Jordan Addison happens to catch. It was like, come on, man. Give the ball to Chandler. He deserved that touchdown.
Kyren Williams, 27 for 152 and a touchdown.
The chalk.
He looked.
It, baby.
He looked a lot like James Cook looked, where he's just unstoppable every single play back and forth. But as good as he is, and he's been great, I mean, the Washington Commanders, it's just
yes.
Sometimes matchups aren't fair.
Rashad White, now they are RB4 on the year, continues to dominate.
Yeah, he had a 50 yards receiving with a receiving touchdown to go along with 20-plus carries again, almost 100 yards on the ground. He's been really, really great, and he's so consistent. His floor is so high. They have really changed to where he is like the center of their offense, and he's a true workhorse. He gets volume in a way that they're like 5 other guys get in the league.
Speaking of volume, Devin Singletary.
Yeah, what?
Damian Pierce, I believe, had one opportunity in this game. I saw Ogumba Wale out there. Yeah, he played one snap. He had one opportunity, and then Devin Singletary, this is something to watch. I mean, 31 opportunities, once again ran the ball well, 26 for 121, 4 for 49 through the passing game.
He's the reason they won this game.
He's the reason they won the game. And if you look at his history over the last 6 games, his pace would be 300 attempts, 1,500 rushing yards, 8 touchdowns, 39 receptions.
Wow.
And that is with a couple of games where he didn't get a lot of snaps because of Damian Pierce. So, you know, it's a very tough matchup against Cleveland next week, but it's at home. And Devin Singletary, I think, is going to get all the snaps.
Yeah, and he's been really, really good. He's won the job for a team that is competing for the playoffs. They are at the point now where it's like, that I think they'll have C.J. Stroud back this week, which is even better. But they're at the point where it's like they need to put their best player on the field and make sure that they're securing these games to play, you know, after week 18.
And I think it takes a lot of, like, it's good coaching because he's been 4.8 a carry during that entire stretch, and you've got a player like Damian Pierce is about 3 a carry, maybe lower, and you're not just
– You're not, you know, Algiering.
Yeah, you're not just, like, blindly loyal.
Yeah.
Just try to win the game.
Algiering.
I hate Arthur Smith.
Man, you went through a real...
He got me!
Yeah.
It's like you guys had gone through counseling.
Yeah.
Things were looking better.
Didn't work out.
Yeah, but Arthur relapsed.
Yeah, that was the issue.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Jerick McKinnon. Clyde did not look good on the ground again, but he did have a big catch, 4 for 64 and a touchdown through the air. Jerick McKinnon scored and then, I guess, missed some time.
Yeah, well, it was a strange situation because he went out before halftime. You know, the clock is ticking down, but he already headed back. He did come back and he had a carry in the fourth, but so it's at least something to pay attention to.
Raheem Mostert is not stoppable. 18 touchdowns on the ground this year, 2 through the air, so 20 total. Next week is Dallas, then Baltimore. James Conner, big run against San Francisco, ended up 14 for 86, got back into the end zone. 2 good weeks for Conner. Not sure how you feel about him on the road against Chicago next week.
I feel probably about the same, if not better, than I would feel about him against San Francisco and their great defense. If he's going to be on the field and getting the carries and the opportunities, he looks really, really good. So I know Chicago's run defense has been great, but it would be very hard to bench James Conner after back-to-back beastly performances.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, I mean,
he played under
50%
of snaps. So at least with him and Singletary, I'm definitely going to lean the Singletary way.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the Cardinals are doing on offense.
It's called Michael Carter. He is there to disrupt your plans were.
And DeMarcado. Why are we not using James Conner as a pass catcher?
Yeah, both those guys are getting a lot of snaps.
It's absurd.
Zamir White, 17 for 69 and a touchdown on Thursday.
Nice spot start.
Yeah, that worked out. Quick break, back with some wideouts. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, and social gatherings, they pick up, and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners. to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Well, let's start with the players you started and hope for good things. Jaylen Waddle, 8 for 142 and a touchdown with the surprise absence of Tyreek Hill.
Against the Jets.
Yeah, he murdered him. Cooper Kupp, 8 for 111 and a touchdown. Amon-Ra, 7 for 112 and a touchdown. Those three players were your studs that you played and you hoped for a big game from.
And Debo.
Although he started hot, didn't really do much. Oh, he did score twice.
Yeah. Two touchdowns. He got four. It's not fair. Like, he doesn't get enough volume to be as good as he is. He got four receptions and two touchdowns.
Well, Debo's been on such a run right now. He's been a top 10 wide receiver four consecutive games. And
would you say he's on a heater?
I think you could say that, Mike. Yes.
Okay.
He's also had a rushing touchdown in 3 of 4. He's had 5 receiving touchdowns in that stretch. I mean, he's on that 4 games. He's on pace for like 33 touchdowns. So that's where he's at. He's on a heater, Mike. Rashee Rice, 9 for 91 and a touchdown. Davante Adams had the big game. The players that you didn't start that had big games.
Or maybe you got backed into.
Like Jordan Addison.
Goodness gracious.
He was great.
2 touchdowns.
111 yards, and this is the first time we've seen him with Mullins. I don't know if...
Oh, Mullins looked awful.
Yeah.
Jason and I argued about Curtis Samuel versus Terry McLaurin. They were both great starts. I don't even know who had more fantasy points, but McLaurin was 6 for 141 and a touchdown. Every single time that they put Jacoby Brissett into the game, all Brissett did was stare down McLaurin... and throw him the ball deep, except for the touchdown pass he threw to Curtis Samuel.
And there was, and McLaurin had a one-hander that he barely missed too. That would have been another like 30 yards to his total.
Curtis Samuel had 5 for 41 and 2 touchdowns, so 3 touchdowns between them. It was wild. the game kind of just prolonged. It just kept going. Like, it seemed like the Rams had it under control. They did come out and say Sam Howell's the starter.
They did?
Yes.
Boom. You're sad because of Terry McLaurin, is that why?
Yeah, I'm sad for everybody else on the Washington Commander team. Jacoby gets it done.
I feel slightly validated because I poo-pooed on Sam Howell this week, and he poo-pooed over his pants. But it should be Brissett. But who can? I mean,
they play the Jets next week.
It should be.
Are you going to play Terry McLaurin or Curtis Samuel with confidence against the Jets?
Of course not.
Yeah,
I played someone this week that had tons of injuries. It wasn't a fair fight. They got backed into two starts that they never wanted to make. Jacoby Myers and Curtis Samuel, and those guys had four touchdowns.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp, like I said, had a big game. Puka did not. Godwin, 10 for 155 out of nowhere.
Yeah, hurt all week. You weren't supposed to be there.
And he hasn't done this all week. I mean, all year.
Yeah.
Jason?
Yes.
Noah Brown, 8 for 81 and a touchdown with Case Keenum after two gooses.
It was a nice matchup against Tennessee, and you hoped that the goose
got loose.
Well, you hoped that the first goose was because he's coming back
from
injury, and the second goose was because he was playing against the Jets secondary that doesn't give up much in the rain where C.J. Stroud got injured. So what are you doing next week? Because you imagine...
It's Cleveland. That's tough.
It's Cleveland.
It's Stroud, probably.
Let's say you've got Stroud don't have Nico.
Yes. If I have no Nico, no Tank Dell, I'm playing Noah Brown. I'm fine with that. They're at home. It's not like Cleveland's going to give up nothing.
Which Nico was pushing to play. I don't know if the reports of the
morning...
Don't
push off his calf.
I'm just saying, like, he was out there warming up. He could be ready to go.
Sam Laporta. 6 targets, 3 touchdowns. He's on the cusp.
Is this?
He's on the cusp of being the number one tight end as a rookie.
He's the number one tight end. Right now, on the course of the season.
Did you look it up in our player stats?
Yeah. I'm
I thought he was, didn't think he was there yet.
Right now, in half PPR, he is the tight end one on the season.
So Travis Kelce is about... Travis Kelce's at 162.9.
And Laporta's at 169.7. Very nice.
Yeah, Kelce has one fewer game played. That's what I guess what I was looking at. He's slightly higher in points per game than Laporta. But, I mean, it's like neck and neck. Like, who would you rather start next week, Sam Laporta or Travis Kelce?
Kelce got banged up at the very, very end of that game. It's worth paying attention to this week. I think he was, like, grabbing his knee, but it was right at the end. So it wasn't like he exited the game. So we'll have to monitor that. But it was one of those things where it's like, you know, we benched Trey McBride in our champ because we got Kelce.
Right.
You know, you don't bench Kelce. He's Travis Kelce. But then it's like, I don't know, man. Should you be, if you've got these other great options?
In points per game, let me just give you this for perspective, because I think this is a huge discussion. Last 8 games, here's your tight end list.
Okay, last 8 games.
Points per game.
Points per game.
Number 1, Sam Laporta.
Okay.
Number 2.
Oh, it's T.
David
McBee.
Njoku.
T. McBee, baby.
Yeah,
nice.
Okay.
Trey McBride.
Yeah, I would say Njoku could have.
Number
there.
3 is tied, Hawkinson and Kittle.
Wow, Hawkinson.
Number 4 then, or number 5, I mean, is Njoku. Then it goes Ingram. Then it goes Ferguson. Then it goes Kmet.
Wow.
Here we are.
Wow.
Travis Kelce, number 9.
It's... because of its touchdowns.
Just ahead of Dalton Schultz.
Let's see. Travis Kelce.
That's one touchdown in that last 8 weeks. I mean,
Kelce has 5 touchdowns on the year.
Yep.
With 3 weeks left. That's unexpected.
He's got one more than Jimmy Graham.
Oh, my goodness.
He's got one more than Jimmy Graham. Yeah, Jimmy Graham, I think they were saying he has 8 receptions on the year and 4 of them are touchdowns.
Foot Clan, let me know if you can find whether Jason and I agreed to that bet again before the season. I need to know how much money Jason owes me. I can't remember. Can't remember if we re-upped the
bet.
Does
Disley have any touchdowns? No.
Is he playing?
Yeah. I mean, sort of.
All right. Moving into the tight end position, Laporta, like we said, 3 touchdowns. David Njoku, 14 more targets.
Man.
I had a game where I was facing Flacco, and I played Cooper, and I played Njoku. And it's like,
that worked out.
You know, that's a hard situation because you're like not rooting for the opponent's quarterback to do well, but you are rooting for him to do well only to your guys. And I think those two guys in our league in half point outscored Joe Flacco by like 15.
Oh yeah,
so it was perfect.
They crushed. I mean, those are the two players that he's looking for, and that's it. I mean, I wonder what the percentage of his targets were that went to those two guys.
That late Cooper touchdown was delicious.
We talked about it. Like, I made a big trade deadline trade,
mm-hmm.
and I snuck David Njoku into the trade. And I was saying, I think this might be the key of the entire trade at the time, because his tight end schedule, something, Jason, you look into and you look at as a huge indicator if a team can defend the tight end position. Njoku's is the best, and it was the best from the trade deadline. He's the tight end two in two straight weeks. He's averaging 9 targets a game, and Joe Flacco is willing to throw the football and bring him. He brought him back to victory again,
mm-hmm.
and he threw 3 picks. He's a wild
ugly
man.
Picks.
Ugly.
I mean, hoo-ha. Like, what are you doing?
I was watching Stefanski, right, their head coach,
mm-hmm.
and I'm watching him in the press conference after the game, and I'm going to Jason. I go, he looks a lot like Joe Flacco.
And then you look up his age.
And they're 2 years apart. They might as well be brothers.
They look like they're brothers.
They're gray beard combo.
Kyle, do you know that someone did like a face meld of the two, and it just looks like Stefanski.
Oh,
and it just looks
really?
Like.
Yeah. I think there was something out there.
Looks like both of them.
Hunter Henry, our Scotty Fish champion of the century.
He did leave with a knee injury.
Scored again. 9 targets for Henry. McBride.
Yes.
10 for 102.
10 for 102 against San Francisco, who's good at stopping the tight end.
And he missed some time. Like, the guy was clearly hurting. He's
hulking out right now.
He's the only guy. He's the only player on the Arizona offense who can do anything.
Also,
Jason said, does Kyler suck? And I said, I don't know, man. I'm like, the line sucks. The backfield sucks, other than Connor, who plays half the snaps. There are no wideouts.
Yeah, no one can
And
get
here's
open.
Trey McBride just ripping the ball out of the air.
He had a catch in that game that was a complete overthrow. I mean, it was air-mailed. And he went up and grabbed this thing from the heavens, came down with that ball, got like broke the tackle, and just, you know, did the Hulk scream on the sideline. He is really awesome. Like, buy in. I mean, you know, I think people are buying
exciting.
In now, but it's real. And it's going to last. He is one of those freak type of human beings.
Tucker Kraft scored as well, 4 for 57, yep. for the Packers. And that's it for the studs. Thanks to NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube and YouTube TV for sponsoring this segment. NFL Sunday Ticket is now just $79 for the rest of the 23 season when bundled with YouTube TV. Sign up now at youtube.com/fantasyfootballers. That's the lowest price on YouTube TV with the base plan. Rest of the 2023 season, terms and embargoes apply, no cancellations.
Pooped in his big boy pants.
Now, I don't want to just sit here
in the poop
and wallow in the feces.
Okay.
It's one of mine.
That was our dud section.
So, let's turn this prescriptive.
Okay.
If they dudded, if they laid an egg in thy pants.
Mm-hmm.
We discuss whether they'll have a clean pair of drawers for next week. All right?
All right.
Dak Prescott. Things went sideways quickly. The Bills ran the ball. They basically evaporated quarters.
Yeah. I mean, Josh Allen.
Six attempts.
Did not do very much.
Or, sorry, 6 completions into the fourth quarter for Josh Allen.
Yeah. He didn't need to. And the question is, like, next week at Miami, great matchup, right? High scoring affair, but you kind of thought that about the Buffalo Bills. If you're the Miami Dolphins and you just watch the drubbing beatdown that the Bills gave, it was so clear and obvious what the game plan was. You don't have to be a football mind to look at what they did and go, oh, okay. So you just run it every play and you can You can beat the tar out of them. And if there's a team set up to be able to just run successfully. I mean, so long as Achan's toe issue is fine between Mostert and Achan, could they just employ this same strategy and just keep Dallas off the field?
They can try, but I mean, Dallas is committed to one thing in this league, and that is lopsided performances on either side of the I mean, they either dominate
or give up the early lead. Call it off. Let them win.
I mean, think about the Arizona game, right? Like, all of a sudden, they were dominating the first 2 weeks. Now, this is two straight duds for Dak. Mike, do you have concern with the Miami matchup?
No. If I have Dak, I'll go right back to him.
Sam Howell was replaced. He went 11 for 26. That is, that might be a record.
Yeah, and if you want to talk prescriptive, you've got the Jets and the Niners as his next two matchups.
Yep. Bye-bye.
So you're done with the Howell experiment. That was a fun run.
Justin Fields was not excited about this matchup against Cleveland. 19 for 40, two Hail Mary interceptions, didn't run the ball well, fumbled twice, threw for under 175 yards.
But Mooney almost caught it.
He was obviously not good, but it's such a shame that he goes down with two interceptions. Like, he didn't throw an interception in this game. He threw a Hail Mary at the end of the half. Okay, it got picked. He threw a Hail Mary at the end of the game, which should have been caught for a touchdown.
That's a quarterback penalty for not being in a competitive game.
Sure, yeah. But
that's what it's called.
But even like the first half, that's not that you're not in a competitive game. And actually, I would argue that if you're throwing a Hail Mary, then you're in a competitive game. It's a chance to win. Like, he would have won the game.
Would he have gotten credit for the touchdown if Mooney caught it?
Yeah.
Okay, then we count the interception.
I know. I'm just saying it's you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
it's,
no, I know. It feels unfair, like tip passes sometimes too. Kyler Murray.
Oh, but prescriptively of Fields. I'm playing Fields this next week against
Arizona.
Well, he plays Arizona,
so yeah, we move forward. Yep. Thank you. Kyler, though. Kyler was he was at three fantasy points until his little throwaway drive at the end of the game. He can't do it with this group, and I don't know, man. The Cardinals, the Carolina won. Now I want the Cardinals to have the number one pick again. And I don't know. What is it, prisoner of the moment? I really am with Kyler.
Yeah,
sometimes I watch him and I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to watch him anymore.
I'm more concerned about Kyler than I am about Fields for fantasy purposes. Ironically, this next week, right, they play each other. I will play Fields over Kyler in that same matchup. Yep. Fields is at home. The Cardinals' defense is worse. Chicago's defense
that's an
is
easy
getting
one
much
to
better.
Me. That's an easy one. But now,
and you've got DJ Moore.
Kyler versus the Jake Browning, that's a different discussion. Those are when you start to just, like, Kyler Murray's not been.
He's been bad.
Yeah,
that's the word for it, isn't it? I mean, 11 fantasy points, 13, 20, 21, 17.
He has a receiver that can catch a touchdown, man.
How many multi-touchdown games does he have so far?
Kyler?
Yeah.
Now, does rushing count?
No.
Then none?
None. None through the air.
Yeah. I mean, what is that? Four games? Five games?
Five games. Four passing touchdowns, three rushing. It's a scary start, let's say that. Running backs, boy, there were some big names and big dumps.
Oh, we had fun with Derrick Henry. Andy's laying on the couch. We knew Derrick Henry had a dud. I ask him, I go, hey, Derrick Henry had 16 carries in this game. How many yards did he have? And Andy starts at like 35.
I knew where you were going, so I'm like, I'll start at like 30.
Like lower.
And he
lower,
just kept
lower.
Going.
And he couldn't get all the way down to, he had 9 yards on 16 carries. He had four receptions, not targets, four catches. He got a yard.
Shout out to Ryan McDowell. He shared this. Derrick Henry is the first player in NFL history to have at least 20 touches in a game and produce less than 15 total yards from scrimmage.
It's impossible.
Amazing work. Well, and it was against the Texans.
It's historically bad.
Who, you know. That
used to be the.
That's Derrick Henry's matchup.
Now, there was no snow on the ground in Vermont.
I was going to say.
Dry, hot.
I think it was rainy, but just no snow.
But listen, Bijan, Henry, Barkley, Achan, Breece Hall, Pollard, ETN.
Wow.
So I am reading you a list of players that got you to the playoffs. How many of those are you actually concerned about for next week? Matchups. Bijan plays Indianapolis. Derrick Henry, Seattle. Barkley, Philly. Achan, Denver. Or I'm sorry, Dallas. Breece Hall, Washington, Pollard, Miami.
There's not one of these players that you're not going to start. The one that I would be concerned about, I do think ETN has had a stretch of bad games where if he's not getting touchdowns, he's not been efficient this year. He's just
might
not.
Have Beathard.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if Lawrence will go through the concussion protocol quickly or not. But either way, like Etienne hasn't actually been good this year. He has been good for fantasy because he's scored so many touchdowns. But he's been and he does get volume
and pass catching.
But he's been very, very ineffective on the ground.
At least four catches every game.
He's been very ineffective on the ground, and he's playing against the Buccaneers. So,
and I know end of season ranks they can be misleading, which is why we produce our truth series, the truth about how players got where they are as soon as the regular season is over. Do you know where Travis Etienne currently resides?
I do.
He's number three.
Yeah.
Right.
No, and I disagree with the contention that he's not been good.
Okay.
I agree with the contention he's not been efficient. I think Travis Etienne's an excellent player. You know, you can't put up that level of touchdowns and effectiveness in the red zone and catch that many passes. Like, I think that he's done a lot this year to impress. It's just when he's not scoring lately, it's been a problem. I mean, if you had him, he carried you.
Yeah.
He was like the RB1 through the first 8 weeks.
Yes, in the beginning of the season. Well, he had that stretch
run. And the matchups
run.
Have been tough. I mean, you got Cleveland, Baltimore the last 2 weeks.
He had that stretch run where every single week he had two touchdowns, and it was glorious. But, like, I have Etienne, right? My dynasty team that was set to be a bye week team and now is about to exit, a large part of that is Etienne.
Do you think that
since the bye week, since
he's
week
played
10,
poorly though?
I do.
I think when you watch him.
When I watch him, I don't think he's played like I don't think Travis Etienne sucks. I don't think he's a bad player. None of that. But he doesn't get he leaves stuff on the field. He has not looked special to me. He's looked like a volume play. And they use him around the goal line and he gets receptions and that's fine.
So then do you think he's a dynasty trade?
Yeah, I mean, this
offseason,
sure.
If he finishes at three, you could trade him for whatever you want.
Yeah, I would be happy to do that. Since week 10, so since their bye week, which is a good start, that's 6 weeks, he's been the running back 18. And so it's like, that's not murdering you, but that's not, you know, you talk about he's the running back 3 on the course of the season. He's, you know, behind Breece Hall, behind Bijan during those stretches.
Yeah, 42 rushing yards a game.
Behind Chuba during that.
42 rushing yards a game in that stretch.
Yeah.
Some really brutal.
And then
they've lost 4 of 6. You know, they were winning all those games where he was scoring. So, like, the winning side running back generally does a lot better. And they lost to San Francisco and Cleveland and Baltimore. Tampa's good on the ground. So, yeah, that's fair. I think I'm worried about Barkley, obviously, when you take on Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But you're not going to sit him down,
no.
Right? I mean,
no.
Now, players you can sit down, you can think about Javonte. You can think about Najee. You can think about those two guys had big dud weeks that you couldn't count on.
What do you think about Zeke? Zeke was very disappointing, but he's still, you know, 87% of snaps.
17 opportunities,
6 targets.
Just play him.
Right. That's kind of how I feel, too.
Singletary or Zeke, though, then you're a different discussion.
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously, it's who else do you have to start, but
we do have confirmation here, a little bit of breaking news.
Breaking news.
Kyle, you're on the microphone today?
I'm here, Jason. You owe Andy $400.
Wait.
Yep.
Okay.
I knew it.
Wait, how was this established?
On the show, live. With
I said
evidence.
This?
Yeah, he did.
I knew you did.
Yeah. See, Mike's
Wait,
been covering
you
for you.
My man.
Mike's yeah. been covering. Wow.
Wow.
To be fair, I was also then the one in Slack who's like, Andy, I think Jason owes you money.
Oh, I take that high five back.
It's too late. It's on my hand. It's fresh. it still stings.
It's all right. I already sent him $100 for losing at DFS.
Yeah,
I think I sent him like $100 a couple weeks ago for a bet.
We just have an escrow that we just pass. Like that sometimes you have ownership of it. Sometimes you don't.
It's just like $500 that swaps between people. Yeah.
Never actually gets spent.
That's big news. Thank you, Kyle. Your commission is on the way.
Thanks, Kyle.
Jimmy Graham's still got opportunities, right, for the rest of the year?
Oh, man. Jimmy Graham's terrifying.
You got to get out of this.
Am I allowed to end this bet?
I was going to say, you got to get out of this.
I'm going to end this bet tomorrow.
Pick which kid you don't want
because
to go to college.
Maybe Disley gets a touchdown tonight. I can get $100 back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks for the money.
Well, you have received your money now.
Thank you. You just did it live. All right. Yeah. All right, it's panic in the streets at wide receiver for Stephon Diggs at this point. I mean, the recipe for this team has been to run the football. It has caused major issues. Diggs, 4 for 48. The game started, and I was a little optimistic.
But here's
he looked great, and then they decided we can just run the ball.
Yeah, here's what I will throw out. Josh Allen completed 7 passes. Stephon Diggs caught 4 of them.
Well, do you know Gabe Davis isn't going to catch any of them?
But the point being, like,
Diggs is still the guy.
The market share is outrageous.
Would you ever sit him down?
Stephon Diggs, not against the Chargers.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, there might be people like Noah Brown.
Yeah,
Nico Collins doesn't play and it's Stroud, do you sit him down for Noah Brown?
No, I would go. I would go
Stephon
Diggs.
Davante Adams or Diggs.
I don't know Adams' matchup for next week, but that would be a matchup play.
It's Kansas City.
Oh, then I would go Diggs.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Diggs has a great matchup next week, and really, if we're being honest, Diggs looked great to start that game. When they were throwing the ball, it was to Diggs, and he made great receptions. There was nothing on film that said, like, there's a problem here. What happened is what we already discussed. They were like, we're going to run the ball 110% of the time and keep Dallas off the field. They can't stop the run, and so they didn't need to throw, and so it sucks.
But that has been a multi-week thing with Cook, right? He's been the best running back for 4 weeks at the expense of Diggs for 4 weeks.
Right.
So I guess if they like the recipe,
I think
maybe the
that,
ceiling goes away?
Possibly. I mean, if they're able to run the ball effectively and just annihilate their opponent that way, then, yeah, obviously Diggs is going to take a hit. Man. If you look at, like, the Chargers matchup coming up, because the Cowboys, they're great against wide receivers. You know, they've got a good secondary, good pass rush, but they're not great against the run, whereas the Chargers – their secondary is terrible. They're 30th.
They're not great against the
– they're not great against
insert word
anything.
Here.
Yeah, that's true.
It could get out of hand pretty quick, though.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Brandon Ayuk, for the first time in a long time, 5 targets, 3
Bummer.
For 37. Yeah, honestly?
Purdy missed him on
Purdy just missed
shot.
Him on a couple of deep touchdowns.
He did.
Puka Nacua, 5 for 50. This is another reason I lost in our DFS. I pivoted from McCaffrey and Kupp in a lineup.
Whoops.
And switched over
to the doozles.
Bijan Robinson and Puka Nacua.
What did Bijan score officially in DraftKings?
-100.
Like, was he negative on there too?
I don't think he was negative.
I don't think so.
I think he had like half a point or something. DJ Moore, down game against Cleveland. Hopkins, 9 targets. Inexplicable drops.
It was weird.
Bombs that he caught, and then you should have seen the play, Mike. Did you see the 42-yarder where he got up, and he's in the middle of the field, and the first thing he does is, and if you're watching on YouTube, he does the reception.
Yeah.
Like,
to the ref. Like, I caught it. I caught it.
So most players, when they catch the ball, they don't get up and say, I caught it.
No.
And then he starts going like this real quiet. He goes. He does the finger thing where it's like, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. It was like a thief that was caught red-handed. Diggs did it too yesterday, where Diggs had a ball and then he goes, hurry up.
I know I didn't catch that. We're gonna need to get this snap off quick.
I still think teams don't know how to get up and snap the ball fast enough.
I'm 100% agreed.
There needs to be a code word. Pineapple.
Yes.
Pineapple.
Yes.
And then they just go snap it. I don't care. Spike
it.
Spike the ball.
It is 100. If you get a huge chunk play and you're not 100% certain. Go make force them to throw the challenge flag. Who cares?
But you also need to have a secondary code word, right? If pineapple's the code word to go, they need to start implementing orange. Okay. And orange means run up to the line like you're going to snap the ball to make that coach throw that flag.
A fake one?
Yeah, like, I know I caught this. Orange, orange.
Orange should probably be the trying to get away with it thing for OJ.
Oh my goodness. Wow. What?
A good murder joke.
It's an O.J. Simpson joke?
Yeah. It's an O.J.
Football?
Boston.
Get away with it? Y'all liked it.
I
didn't hate it.
Mike's more surprised. Flabbergasted, but you know what?
It's more of a what year is it? And we're making O.J. jokes?
If I asked you to think about someone that got away with murder, who do you think about?
Yeah, OJ Simpson.
Yeah, that's all my brain was doing. I was like trying to figure a code word out.
Update, just because I was curious. Bijan in full PPR DraftKings scoring was 1.4 fantasy points.
Yeah, not enough for me to not send you guys money.
Unbelievable.
All right. Garrett Wilson, 3 for 29. That was an extended.
Yeah.
And it you got Washington next week, so it should be good. But who's your quarterback?
Doesn't matter.
Just play him?
Yeah.
Wilson or Hopkins? I combine them into Watkins.
Watkins. DeAndre Hopkins or Garrett Wilson? Hopkins. I'm going to go with Garrett Wilson.
Hopkins may have Ryan Tannehill.
I mean, Hopkins had 14, 14, and 9 targets the last 3 weeks, but this was tough. You're going Wilson against Washington.
Correct.
Hopkins takes on Seattle.
They both Do you agree with him,
Mike?
I think I lean Wilson, yeah.
Drake London, 2 for 24. Revenge of the Sith.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen, 4 for 43.
Oh, no.
Next week, I have to decide whether to play Adam Thielen.
I'm so tired.
Or DeMario Douglas. Who
hey,
you play?
Won the game, though, man.
I know, but I partied. That's why I'm tired.
Were you out to like 9 p.m.?
7:30.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you eat out of Luby's?
Oh, it's delicious.
Mike, this voice is getting retired with the boom, boom kicker at the end of the year.
Says you.
Calvin Ridley, 12 targets, 5 for 39, keeping Jason alive.
Oh, 12 targets?
Oh, Jason's matchup, he's dead if Calvin Ridley catches any of the other 7 targets. And you had the touchdown that Terry, who's the referee that they have on the broadcast?
Oh, Terry McCullough?
Terry McCullough. Did you watch that, Mike?
Yep.
I mean, Terry McCullough was positive.
He was an idiot.
This was a touchdown.
I mean, he was so dumb. And he was so emphatic. He's like, it's clear and obvious. I'm like, it is the definition of not clear and obvious.
I enjoy the refs. You know, they have a way different perspective than we have. But for the sake of those guys, just have the call happen, and then they get on afterwards and be like, this is probably what the refs saw. And you can ask, do you agree with it or do you not agree with it? That's fine. But to have them on there making the call before the refs do it, there's nothing to gain. If you're correct, good. You're supposed to get it right. You were a head official at one point. If you're wrong, you look real dumb.
Well, and then they're never going to say, oh, I was dumb.
Yeah.
They're going to be like, they got it wrong.
Well, and then he's like, I talked to the league. And I just disagree. And then like 5 minutes later, he goes, I talked to the league again. And I just disagree.
Who is the league? Who is he talking to?
I think he's talking to the replay office that made the call.
I think Terry has money on Calvin Ridley touchdown. 'Cause it was like, by the time he finished bobbling that ball, his cheek and his back foot was out of bounds. At least it was close enough where tell for sure. It was called on the field, not a catch.
You and I agreed completely that it was the call on the field that was going to stand.
I used the words in Slack that it wasn't clear and obvious.
And moments later, he goes, clear and obvious, touchdown.
And I was like, come on.
Well, do we have to talk about these two?
Gosh, man.
You know, this is why I said you don't look at Lamar Jackson the way you look at the 1 week Gabe Davis window. It wasn't a big game for Jackson. It wasn't a game at all for Zay Flowers and Odell Beckham.
Yeah,
it was a catastrophe for both those players.
Lamar's at least sitting at QB9 on the week. I mean, QB scoring was not great. He's QB9 with 18.5 points right now. It's the Flowers and Beckham against that Jacksonville secondary. The fact that we had no targets for Flowers in the first half. I guess one of them counted as a second target, but he caught 1 for 7 yards. Beckham had 1 for 14. It was
a little bit of weather.
Yeah, which I get, but it's Zay Flowers. You've been using him close to the line of scrimmage for tons and tons of games.
Flowers don't hold up under the weather.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And it's winter.
Yeah.
But
I mean, Beckham had one catch. He got missed on another potential touchdown. Oh no, that was Bateman actually.
It was
San Francisco in San Francisco next week. I don't got confidence.
You. Nope.
Travis Kelce, 5 for 28. George Kittle, 2 for 54. Dalton Kincaid, goose. Dawson Knox, goose. Evan Ingram, 4 for 28. Taysom Hill.
Taysom Hill was
one
coming
target
off of an injury, but you kind of hoped for more. You thought his floor would be higher with Olave out, maybe catch a few passes, but he did nothing.
breaking news.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like I told you guys this was coming.
Yes.
This was coming.
Get ready for what you want.
Mason Rudolph taking over.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yes.
Saturday game against the Bengals.
Yeah.
Grab the Bengals D.
Yes.
Mason Rudolph.
Oh, man.
For Christmas. Come on.
Oh, Rudolph on Christmas?
Yeah. Pretty great.
Just makes too much
That's
sense.
That's tremendous.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
I'm not saying that Mitch Trubisky is the answer or even good.
All I want for Christmas is the Bengals defense. Is that the...
But the Steelers fans clamoring for Mason Rudolph.
Well, you got it.
We'll see.
Congrats.
This is a full-on Jets situation. Yeah. It's like, it doesn't matter who the starter is. Your offense sucks.
I know what's in your stocking. It's cold.
Deontay Johnson and George Pickens now don't block. I mean, you see Pickens just...
Oh, my gosh,
Pickens
yes.
cost him a touchdown.
He's like, yeah, I'm out on this play.
I mean, it is pathetic.
Not what you expect from a Tomlin team.
No, no. And maybe defending them so much. I mean, I don't know. Tomlin's great.
He's trying.
He's great, but like he defended Brown for so long, and he defended Pickens, and he defended Claypool, and he defended Deontay. And
well, when you're defending Antonio Brown at the time, you're defending the best wide receiver in the league for multiple years.
Yeah.
I would defend him, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Anything else, Brooksy? Any other news?
No, sir.
Back with Waiver Show tomorrow. Good luck in your games tonight. Hopefully you made it through the onslaught of disappointments and the rest of your team held you up. So good luck tonight. Catch you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.